The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, August 18, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, today sent condolences to the relatives and friends of those who died during the large-scale fire in the industrial zone of the western city of Matanzas. From his Twitter account, the president reiterated that the island is in official mourning for 2 days as a tribute to the valuable lives that were lost in the confrontation with the fire at the supertanker base. On the same platform, the member of the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and head of its ideological department, Rogelio Polanco, expressed that this will be a day of pain and solidarity for the Caribbean nation in the face of the loss of human lives. The day before, Dr. Jorge González, during a press conference, announced that it was impossible to identify the remains of the 14 disappeared in the incident. Tomorrow, Friday, the funeral services of those who died in the line of duty will be held so that the population will be able to express their feelings of pain and solidarity by paying well-deserved tribute from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. local hours in the Firefighters Museum of the City of Matanzas. The Ministry of Public Health reported today 103 new cases with COVID-19 for a cumulative of 1,109,752 positives since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. Of the 368 active cases, 364 have a stable clinical course and 4 patients are in intensive care, 2 of them in critical condition and 2 in serious condition. On the day, no deaths are reported, and to date, there have been 8,529 deaths, according to the official website of public health in the Caribbean nation. The Cuban members of the Máximo Gómez Association thanked the Dominican government for sending a donation to Cuba for the care of the victims of the fire at the Matanzas supertanker base. In a communication to which Prensa Latina had access, the Association of Cuban Residents acknowledged that the humanitarian gesture comes to Cuba at a time of great economic limitations aggravated by the more than 243 measures of the economic, financial, and commercial blockade imposed by the United States. They expressed how the sons and daughters of José Martí's homeland, residents in the land where General Máximo Gómez was born, recognized with high esteem the Dominican government as well as the Dominican Solidarity Campaign and various organizations which have always been in solidarity with the Cuban people. Finally, the signatories noted that the aforementioned donation, consisting of 32 tons of food and 4 tons of medical supplies and medicines, was made following the instructions of President Luis Abinader, coordinated by the Dominican Embassy in Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that. While diversifying its productive matrix with other sectors of the extractive and food industry, Bolivia maintains gas as an important axis of its economy, the newspaper Ahora El Pueblo highlights. The text adds that this reality reinforces the confidence of all Bolivians in the economic model carried out by our government with stability and growth for the benefit of all the citizens of our country. The newspaper criticizes that with the sole purpose of destabilizing the management of the government headed by President Luis Arce and Deputy President David Choquehuanca, the opposition tries to position the version that the era of Bolivian gas for export has ended. Bolivia recovers its economy and its companies, among them the main one, Yacimientos Petrolíferos Fiscales Bolivianos. Since its nationalization, it has increased oil income enormously and contributes in a fundamental way to the solidity of the economic and social productive model and to the stability of the country. The editorial adds that the conditions for gas exports to Brazil and Argentina, the main markets of the plurinational state, have improved, along with guaranteeing the supply of fuel for domestic consumption, both industrial and domestic. Meanwhile, Mexican authorities dismantled a network dedicated to extortion through telephone calls and captured 27 criminals, including two foreign women, in a raid on five call centers, the Attorney General's office announced. The Attorney General's office reported that more than 300 cell phones and almost 1,000 chips for such devices were seized, as well as laptops and a passport, which, together with the detainees, were handed over to the public prosecutor's office. The social representative of the Central Strategic Investigation Prosecutor's Office will be in charge of integrating the investigation file for the alleged participation of these individuals in the commission of the crime of illegitimate collections, which they carried out through 23 applications that they promoted on social networks. The head of government of Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, highlighted that the main victims of extortion through these applications are women. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.